This is Crystal Van Coten, Assistant Professor of Writing and Rhetoric at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan. I taught the audio story assignment that I'm highlighting in this chapter in 2016 in a 200-level writing course that was called Digital Storytelling. And I learned a lot as an instructor about how to support students in developing a robust digital voice through audio storytelling, a voice that included not only the human voice, but also other sound elements. And in particular, I learned about three concepts that I want to reflect on today. Number one, the role of experimentation and play in students' composing processes. Number two, composing with the support of scaffolds and composing in small pieces. And number three, the integration and manipulation of sounds. First, though, what is digital voice?
What is digital voice?
Erin Anderson's 2014 piece in Enculturation called Toward a Resonant Material Vocality for Digital Composition has really helped me to think about voice as much more than tethered to language or in service of language only. And it's really helped me to think about voice as something that we need to pay more attention to because of the role of technologies in manipulating voice now. And she states that voice sits at the intersection between language and body. This to me means that voice involves both words and the physicality of experience. And thus digital voice becomes a resource, quote, a performative material with potential to act and to affect in its own right. So what all might be involved in digital voice if it's not just limited to language? Certainly I think the sounds of the human voice, but also sounds, other sounds like music and notes and sound effects, these are all part of voice. And this is something that Kyle Stedman explores in his piece that was published in 2011 in Currents in Electronic Literacy called How Music Speaks. And for Stedman, music is both discursive through lyrics and non-discursive through instruments and rhythms, tempo, recognizability, association. And he states that, quote, music has both its inherent meaning for an audience and the meanings it creates when affecting everything around it. Music is like a virus of meaning, and that shifting meaning is worthy of playful experimentation. So I say yes, voice is both tied to language and to the body, and it can and should include music and other sounds. So, where does all this leave us? Erin Anderson suggests that voice going digital is an invitation to create new kinds of texts and to weave, to play, to disrupt, to experiment. And she concludes her article with this statement. Perhaps what emerges then is an opportunity to reorient our approach to voice in digital rhetoric away from time-honored models of delivery and toward alternative possibilities of invention. These alternate possibilities of invention with voice are what I think we as computers and writing scholars and teachers need to be exploring more in our own scholarship, but also another place to do this is in the classroom with students, which brings me back to the audio story. So we start this assignment with a getting to know Audacity, low stakes practice audio file activity. And this is done in class. Students don't receive a grade for their work. They just, you know, get credit for doing it. Students can work at their own pace, which is why I make a checklist and have students check off tasks as they make their practice file. And students can get some help and some scaffolded help to start building their functional literacies with the software, with the Audacity software. Another thing I wanted them to do through this assignment was to play around a little bit and to start enacting some of those principles that Anderson and others talk about of experimentation with audio. However, the way that I encouraged experimentation here was fairly open and wasn't as effective as some other measures that I'll talk about in a minute. So as you can see on the handout, I had things like record or import any other sounds or words you'd like to add to your exploration, or play around with the effects menu to manipulate your sounds. And this is all under phase 5, which I entitled Play Around. However, when I actually went and listened to the files that students created for this practice activity, not many students were really playing around. They were really just concerned with getting their song in there, getting it clipped, getting it the right length, and then actually exporting the file in a format where they could hand it in. Another thing we did through this assignment sequence was to listen to models and to discuss and analyze these models and then do a little bit of emulation as we went to do our own composing. So we listened to a couple of episodes from season one of the podcast Serial, and we discussed them in class and picked apart a couple sections. We listened to John F. Barber's piece, Audiobiography of the 1960s.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1
p.m. And we listened to Keith Thorwick's two sound pieces. So we listened to these pieces, we discussed them, we talked about what they say, how they say it, what their voice was. And then students actually talked about these pieces in their reflections as they looked back at their audio stories and thought about how they decided to create meaning. So one student really fixed in on the narrator of Serial as being an inspiration. Another student really liked the Dorwick piece, the experimental piece, and liked the weirdness of it, and tried to do some of her own recording of everyday sounds and distorting of them in her own piece. A third activity that we did, which really helped students to integrate and manipulate sounds, was to do these low-stakes online forums. And so we did two of these while students were working on their audio story. The first one was called Combining Sounds, and the second one was called Distorting Sounds. And I think these worked really well to do all three of the concepts that I'm reflecting on today, to have students experiment and play around, but to scaffold their composing, and then also to force them to integrate sounds and to manipulate sounds in a way that they may or may not have done on their own. So the first forum asked students to combine three sounds together and post the file and then comment on each other's compositions.
Run like your life depends on it, because it does.
And the second forum asked them to record an everyday sound and then distort it to get a different meaning, to post the file and then to comment on each other's work. And so there were so many cool things that students put in the forum. One student recorded a microwave beeping and then distorted that sound. One student recorded a toilet flushing, which was funny to everyone in the class, and distorted that sound. Students put different kinds of music together and different sound effects that they found on different websites with different kinds of music. So it was really fruitful place for them to play, to be able to do these small moves, like juxtaposing two or three things, two or three sounds, or distorting one sound for a purpose, and to be forced to do some of the playing and the integrating and the manipulating that they were reticent to do, or that they just ran out of time to do in other activities. Overall, I just really think I learned to not be so product-based through this assignment. And so if I was valuing experimentation and valuing integrating and manipulating and have students do new things, try new things, play around with software in ways that they'd never done before, you know, valuing a really polished product in the end wasn't the most important thing is what I ended up coming to. Instead, I looked to their reflections along the way that they did in the forums, that we did in class, that they turned in at the end of the assignment, at the end of the course. I looked to elements of story that we've been talking about in the class. And I looked to how they went out and found the sound assets that they used. And that's the way that I ended up assessing the assignment. And it was great fun. And as you can see by some of the samples, even though I didn't emphasize product, the products came out pretty great too.